order, Muskogee Creek National Council agenda, emergency session, June 20th, 2018. The time is now 6 p.m. I'd like to ask Representative Hicks to please give the invocation.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day that you bless us with. Lord, we just give you all grace and glory for the things that we have. And Lord, we just ask that you guide us and direct us in the way that the nation should go this evening. Lord, whatever's presented to us this evening, we just ask that you open up our minds and our hearts. And Lord, just let us do the best we will for the nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Prior to roll call, I'd like to announce Representative Yehola Osborne will be excused. Roll call, second speaker, David Hill.
Speaker Lucian Tyler.
Present.
Representative Dale Beaver.
Present.
Representative Pete Beaver.
Present.
Representative Patrick Freeman.
Present.
Representative Joyce Deere.
Present.
Representative Johnny Green.
Present.
Representative Randall Hicks.
Present.
Representative Robert Huff.
Present.
Representative James Jennings.
Here.
Representative Adam Jones.
Adam Jones.
Representative Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Representative Mark Randolph.
Present.
Representative Rufus Scott.
Here.
Representative Travis Scott.
Here.
And David Hill is here. Speaker 14, present, one absent. For two.
14 present, 2 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. Next item on the agenda will be the order of business. TR 18-079, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a tribal gaming compact supplement between the Muskogee Creek Nation and the state of Oklahoma, sponsored Robert Hubb.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Hubb. Seconded by Representative Hill. Discussion. Representative Hubb.
Julie's turning up for please.
Good evening, Ms. Tiger. How are you?
I'd like for y'all to know the reason why we're having it.
No mic. Hold on.
Talk loud.
I can. Thank you, Speaker and National Council representatives. So before you is a tribal resolution that will supplement our gaming compact about ball and dice games. I thank you for calling this meeting in a short notice, and the reason being is that we're on a short time frame because we're working with Oklahoma Indian Gaming Association. And the reason why we're working with them so closely is because they're working with all the rest of the tribes to get this submitted in a timely fashion to the Office of Indian Gaming, and all the lobbyists are working together to get this approved in a timely fashion. And so we got the final directives from Wagner last week, and that's why we're just getting into now to have this emergency session. So what this does is it amends the compact, but we're calling it a technical amendment rather than just an amendment or a new compact, because if it was just an amendment, then it would have to have some type of impact study. And so OIGA is working closely with the Office of Indian Gaming to make sure that it is a technical amendment and that it can get passed and that we can offer ball and dice games in the next 90 days. And I believe that Andy and Pat have been working since this has been going through the House and Senate to make sure that we're on schedule to get everything started right away. And I believe that's about it. We will pay the same 10%.
Any questions for Ms. Tiger? Representative Hill.
Once everything's approved, will this start at River Spirit first, or is it going to go throughout?
River Spirit is the only one that offers these type of games, so it works through.
Okay.
Thank you, Representative Hill. Any other questions from Ms. Tiger? Representative Hicks?
Thanks, sir. Well, has there been any negotiations as to lower the percentage? Is it just 10%?
No, it's just 10%. The tribes were actually brought to the table. It was something that the state passed, and the tribes will participate.
Just kind of curious of what's going to happen when we have new people, legislators coming in that has no idea what's going on with this. Would it be good or bad to negotiate?
Right now, we're just trying to keep it status quo. We don't want the state to miss the compact. I think that their terms are pretty good, and we know that they're wanting more money from us.
One last comment. If we do go with this, I mean, I would like to see because it was earmarked for education. My understanding years ago, and then we're in a deficit, the state's in a deficit with our education. So I've been asking all these guys that have been coming to us for money, asking them, hey, let us know something, where this funding is going. That's what I was asking. I know it doesn't really pertain to this, but since it does.
I do believe there's an initiative with OIDA, which we are a member of, to ask the state for an audit. I know that there are some representatives that have gotten on board, especially when there's no elections and there's no people coming in to see where that money is going, because it hasn't been properly distributed. But we just recently found that out when it all came out in the newspapers in the last 3 months.
Thank you, Representative Hicks. Any other questions for Ms. Dyer?
Thank you, Speaker. John, in reference to what Representative Hicks had asked, since it is an amendment, will when the negotiation process for a regular compact, will this be able to negotiate, or is that part of the legislation that the state has passed on that issue?
It's what's passed now. When we get to 2020 and the compact negotiations, we just don't know really at this point. We're going to try our best to ask for certain things that not necessarily want to put out in the meeting, since it's open meeting, but we'll revisit everything when that time comes.
Thank you, Mr. Travis. Thank you, Mr. Travis Scott. Any other questions? Representative B.B. Right.
John or Andy, you limited going to a register
for the time being.
This resolution isn't limiting it to River Spirit. Just right now, that's the only property that's going to have a whole tax system. But this is for all of
them. Thank you, Mr. Beaver. Any other questions for Ms. Dyer? Thank you, Ms. Dyer.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Darrell Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Pat Freeman?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 13 in favor, 0 against.
13 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. Next item on the agenda will be announcements. Any announcements from council? Hearing none, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Representative Huff made a motion to adjourn. Hold off on that. Motion, please. Announcements. Christy, you want to announce it? The server will be down for the council office from noon Friday until noon Tuesday. Monday is a holiday. So we'll not be able to get send out or receive emails. So make sure you note that. Anything else? Too slow. Thank you. That's all for now. Let's now entertain a motion to adjourn. Representative Huff made a motion to adjourn. Seconded by Representative Jennings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. I'd like to ask Representative Travis Scott, please give the benediction.
Praise Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your guidance. Everything you do for our lives, Father, and just ask you to be with us and give us track our mercies. We have meetings to come tonight this evening, Lord. Just bless us. We just thank you for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Meeting adjourned.